You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
It's Vegas. It's rock. It's Doug's. It's Vegas Rock Dog Radio. A rock and roll show all about pets, people, and pop culture. Stand by for great guests and cool advice all in one rocking hour. The phone lines are open at 702-483-4444. That's 702-483-4444. Now, let's bring on the host. Here is the rock and roll queen of dogs, Sam.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning from a very windy and dusty Vegas. I'm a bit raspy today because I think I sucked in 10 pounds of dust yesterday. You're listening to the Vegas Rock Dog Radio Show. And I am Sam, I'm your host, and I am known as the Queen of Rock and Roll Dogs. And today's going to be a great show. Today, I normally have a guest in the studio, but my guest is on the other side of the country, and she's going to be Skyping in, and that's Carol Bryant. So just hang on in there, Carol. We're hoping we make sure we're connected to you and all that good stuff, because we've got some stuff to talk about before we chat with Carol. I'm going to tell you all about what Carol's all about. So you're listening to Vegas Rock Dog Radio. It's a rock and roll show all about pets, people, and pop culture. So we can cover a lot of topics, and we will never run out of topics. So this is how you're going to find me on the internet and the show. And there are many, many ways, and it depends whether you love Facebook or you're a Twitter user or Google Plus or you love Instagram. So this is how you can find me on the show. And currently right now, I am streaming on Ustream. And if you look at my hair, that's what the wind did to my hair today. It's not pretty. It really isn't pretty. If you're going to go to Ustream, it is ustream.tv. My profile is Vegas Rock Dog. And then there are two shows. And the old show was the Las Vegas Hot Diggity Dog Show. And the new one is Vegas Rock Dog Radio. So you can either watch live, and I'll give you a quick wave. I keep forgetting where the camera is. Remember, I used to put it up on the top of that thing? I completely forgot. Now it's a new place. So you can watch it live, or you can actually watch a past show. So that's on the Ustream. My main website is VegasRockDogRadio.com, and Facebook is Vegas Rock Dog Radio. Twitter, Vegas Rock Dog Show, no W on the end, just S-H-O. And the call-in is 702-483-4444. And Carol, if you got my message this morning, you may need that number if we have any technical issues calling in on Skype. Excuse me. The Listen Live and to also listen to the archive shows, you go to VegasAllNetRadio.com and you'll find my show. Scroll down the page. And as you scroll down, you'll scroll past all my wonderful sponsors and links directly to their websites. And then you can see all the archive shows, and they're listed by topic and guest, so you can pick whatever interests you. If you are on Instagram, which I love Instagram, I've been a bit lax on it this week. Well, it's been it's been a crazy 10 days, actually, since my friend was here from England. But if you're on Instagram, it's Vegas Rock Dog. Feel free to post as many pictures you want and tag me and tell me all about your pets, because that's what I like. And if you want to pick up Vegas Rock Dog clothing, which is how all of this started back in 2005 when I started the clothing company for dogs and their humans, and the company turned into a lifestyle company where we do events, we raise funds, and now we've got a radio show, and it's all exciting and a lot of work. So VegasRockDog.com is where you'll pick up gear, and we actually are experimenting with a new look to the website this week, so I'm not sure if it's edgy enough for me just yet. I like it really out there. But it's fresh and new right now, and lots of new products up there. And our blog is where we do the giveaways. Last week we did a giveaway for a Tall Tales pocket cape. And Mr. Twix actually did the review, my newest little rescue. He did the review. He did not enjoy getting that cape on him, though, at first. He was like, oh, he wanted to run around and drag it off. But we did have a winner, and Megan down in Florida won that. So that was wonderful. And if you want to purchase that cape, and it really is absorbent, let me tell you, you're not using 10 towels to dry a dog. That's talltalesdog.com. So that's where you'll hop over there to the blog itself, and it's the rockandrolldog.com, and it's reviews. It's where I put links back up for the guests that come on the show as well, because you know not everybody on Facebook is on you know will follow our blog, and not everybody on the blog follows Twitter. So we have different audiences all over the internet. So whatever you like the most, and also we're on Google Plus. I've been focusing a little bit more on Google Plus. I really like it. I really like the fact that you can create circles and target the people that you post to. And I just think it's a great platform that I've really not paid that much attention to. So I'm putting a lot more energy into that. So you can find me on there. I think my personal profile is Sam Ratcliffe, but I have a page for Vegas Rock Dog and also have a page for Vegas Rock Dog Radio. So come and find me over there. So are we connected, Chris, to Carol by? No, we're not connected. It's not good, is it? Maybe it's the wind. We'll blame the wind. Let me see if I've got an email from Carol. And I'm going to tell you all about Carol. Here we go. Oh, no, I've got no communication. Here we go. So my guest today is she's a writer and a blogger and one of the most amazing pet parents you'll ever come across. She writes and she blogs for Pet 360. She's also the marketing director and PR manager at BlogPaws. And she's also, let's add a bit more to the list, she's also the CEO and founder of her personal blog, which is A Fidos of Reality. She's definitely a pet owner of a different kind. Her dog, Dexter, wow, he lives a life that most of us would just wish for, and has some amazing experiences. And my guest, when we connected with Carol, is Carol Bryant. So we're going to be chit-chatting with Carol. What I'm going to do first is, while we attempt to get connected, I'm going to talk to you about some events that we've got going on. Oh, hello. So here we go. Lots going on in town. Lots going on in town. I feel kind of bad because a lot of these events are outside. And it's super, super windy today. So you may want to check to see if these events are actually still going ahead or if they've been cancelled or if they've been moved inside. That's really, really important. So what's going on actually? And actually, this is not an actual location event. AnythingToYouDelivery.com is actually my friend's website. And what she's offered this month, the whole entire month of April, is for every delivery that they make, she will donate $1 to the Las Vegas Hot Diggity Dogs and Club and Rescue. Now, what the service is, and some people think, oh, it's probably going to be an expensive service. She delivers anything to you, whether you're, you know, vacationing here in Las Vegas and you're on the Strip and the thought of just even getting off the Strip and trying to get to a Target or pick up some fast food that you're really craving is sometimes too much to bear. She will actually get that delivered to you. Or if you're, you know, at work and you want breakfast delivering for your employees, they'll do that. Or you're just at home, it's the weekend, and you need some bits and pieces picking up. They will deliver pretty much anything to you that's legal. Just remember that. And as I say, $1 from every delivery will go to the Las Vegas Hot Diggity Dogs and Club and Rescue. And you can actually mention the rescue when you actually call over there. Delivery starts at $10. Super reasonable. Depends on where you are in the valley. But they deliver from, I think it's 9 a.m. to 3 a.m. So I think that's a pretty amazing service and a very, very generous thing for Alice over at Anything to You Delivery to do for us. I'm really, really thrilled with that. Okay, so tomorrow is a big day. The No Kill Las Vegas group, and the website is nklv.org, are holding their next rally to rescue our shelter. So what's happening is there's an event tomorrow at the Orleans Casino, and it's the annual Best in Show event that our High Kill shelter holds every year. And unfortunately, they do not disclose on any of their media and their print materials that it's actually an auction and a raffle of animals from the shelter, which we believe to be illegal in Clark County. However, it's still going ahead, and I think people need to know that it is actually an auction. I found out in a terrible way by actually sponsoring the event 10 years ago or so and not knowing it was an auction, going backstage to see the dogs ready for adoption, and was just mortified that people were actually bidding on these dogs. And I just thought it was just a horrible situation and a horrible way to find out. And so that's why the No Kill Las Vegas is going to be out rallying, because they want to let people understand Not only is that not cool, we don't do that with animals, we don't auction animals, we don't raffle, live animals, we don't do this. And the job of our shelter is to find them homes. ASAP, a lot of these animals have been held for weeks just for this best in show, which really is against what our shelter is supposed to do, which is just find them homes, as simple as that. You know, within 72 hours, release them to the approved rescues that are connected to the shelter and just get them home. So not only that, but also to know, for people to understand that the Animal Foundation has a very, very healthy budget, so they're not lacking in funds, so that's important to know as well, and that we just don't like this practice. It's not appropriate. So what we're encouraging people to do is, one, come out to the rally. You meet some amazing people. I mean, amazing people. It's very positive. It's lots of fun. There's going to be some entertainers tomorrow. I mean, we do rallies in a big way, in a nice way too. But at the same token, if you want to actually adopt an animal, we're asking you to go all the way down to the Animal Foundation itself that day. You know, why do you need to bid on an animal, spend hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars, when you can go right down to the shelter tomorrow, today, and the day after, and adopt at a normal adoption fee? And we'd love for people to do that. You can go over to Facebook and find NKLV. On the Facebook page there. There's lots of instructions of how we do the rally. It's very peaceful, but it's very structured. We know exactly how it's supposed to run and where we can stand. And, you know, and I tell you, every single time we've done it, it's been actually really, really fun. And it's kind of one of the rare times that all the rescue people and people that love animals and want to be their voice actually come together in one place for a change, because everybody's so busy. So you kind of get to reconnect, and that's really fabulous. We love that. So that is tomorrow outside the Orleans Casino, from 10 to 1 p.m. I'm sure it's 10 to 1. If not, you can check the website, and that's nklv.org. And just follow the instructions, and if you're there, come up and say hi. Take lots of selfies. Tag NKLV so people can become aware that we want our shelter to do a much better job. So that's that event going on. Now today, and I'm not going to make it down there, unfortunately, but today down at Town Square, which is on the Las Vegas Boulevard, is the Worldwide Vegan Bake Sale, and that's from 11 to 4 p.m. It is completely benefiting the Beagle Freedom Project, which, you know, I had Monique on the other week to talk about that. And Beagle Freedom Project is about, it's a couple of different things. It's making people aware of animals that are being tested on in labs. They also rescue them, which is amazing. And it's also asking people to change the way they shop so we don't support products that test on animals. So it's a very, very large organization. We do have a local representative in Monique and Timmy, the beagle, who spent the first 6 years of his life as a lab beagle being tested on. And obviously his life is absolutely amazing right now since being rescued. But make your way down there. I saw they were erecting a place at the side of... it's on one. It's near Guitar Center on the side of Town Square. It looked like they put either real grass or some fake grass down specifically for this green event. So go down there. All the money's going to go down to the Beagle Freedom Project, and you'll go home with some delicious vegan goodies. It actually might change your mind and want to become vegan. So they're the three big events that are going on this week. And you can also find these events by either going to their pages, No Kill Las Vegas, Anything to Delivery, or the Beagle Freedom Project, or... and I've been recommending this to many, many people. My sponsor, Las Vegas Pet Scene Magazine.com, LVPetScene.com, they have a fantastic calendar, an online calendar for pet events. So if you've got an event coming up, a rescue, a fundraiser, a vegan bake sale, then make sure you head over there and actually upload your event, because there's a lot of traffic over there, and lots of people will see your event itself. So how are we doing, Chris? Are we connected? We're not connected. We have a sad face. Wah, wah. Oh, don't worry, we have a pretty sad face going on. I'll tell you what we'll do. Let's take a break, yeah? And let's see if we can get hold of Miss Carol. She's probably freaking out herself too, going, oh my gosh, I can't get connected. So we're going to listen to a few words from our sponsor, and we will be right back.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Introducing the new Brett Michaels Pets Rock Collection, exclusively at PetSmart. I created it for the pets that rock your world.
Shop the Brett Michaels Pets Rock Collection and celebrate PetSmart's 25th anniversary with up to 25% off thousands of items on the PetSmart site. plus free shipping on orders of $49 or more. Go to PetSmartDeal.com.
That's PetSmartDeal.com.
PetSmartDeal.com.
Love My Pets, the new single by Mark Winter, available on iTunes.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Now, let's return to Vegas Rock Dog Radio. Here again, your host, the rock and roll queen of dogs, Sam.
Okay, and we're right back. I want to say, and I hope I pronounce the name properly, Nancy Boucher. That's what I want to say. Nancy's online. She's listening in on the app. So the app is working. That's a wonderful thing. And actually, Nancy's got an event coming up. I'm going to tell you right about that when I go onto the page. So it looks like we are not connected to Carol in any way or form. And Carol, if you're listening and panicking, don't worry. We can do the interview next week when my niece is in studio. So don't worry if we don't get connected. Who knows? You never know with this. We've got wind. We've got technical issues and all manner of things happening right now. So let me tell you about Nancy's event coming up. She's got an event that's really interesting to me because I have a history of dance and my whole life is all about music as well with my husband. And I'm just going to find their flyer right here. She's got an event coming up and it actually is going to benefit Heaven Can Wait Animal Society. And that is going to be May 16th at the Lily Bar and Lounge. That is a really fabulous place. And the tickets are only $50 and they fully benefit the Heaven Can Wait Animal Society. And this is what they like to call it. It's dance meets fashion and it's obviously going to benefit animals, which is a wonderful thing. And they call putting the fun in fundraiser. So that's going to be happening very soon, actually. And you're going to get your tickets by going online over to www.hcws.org. And you're going to find under their events tab, Dance Meets Fashion. Or you can email them to get more information at dancemeetsfashion@gmail.com. So Nancy, I hope, tell me, give me a thumbs up on Facebook if I actually pronounced your name right, because there's nothing worse than people mispronouncing your name. I mean, people do that to mine all the time. My husband's name is Diarigo and I get called Dorito, Durango, Diamito, you name it, we've been called it. Ah, she heard it. Did I pronounce it right, Nancy? Just she says she's giving me a thumbs up on that one and moi. So we're good on that event that's coming up too. So since we're not connected to Carol, I'm still going to tell you about Blog Pause itself. First of all, people don't understand what I'm saying because of my accent. What is Blog Pause? So Blog Pause is a, well, first of all, it's a network of pet bloggers, and their website is www.blogpause.com, blogpaws.com. It's so much more than you think it is, just by going, oh, pet bloggers, blah, 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 blah. But actually, if you actually go to their website, you're going to find that you can actually sign up, and I'm just going to log on here right now. Huh? Oh, Carol got her internet back. Oh, we're excited. Looks like we're going to get connected after all. So just tell me when we're connected, Chris, and we'll go from there. So you'll go to the website, blogpause.com, and it's a community of pet lovers and bloggers. They have events. They have some causes. You know, they have a thing called Be the Change. They have a professional blog network. It also is a network for brands. So it's not just about bloggers. It's very encompassing of many, many things that you would do within the pet industry should you be a blogger or someone's got a product, and how we get everybody to connect and work together in a really great, positive way. I probably should spend a lot more time, actually, on the website, but I've been so crazy busy recently. Are we good? Aha! I'm so excited. Miss Carol, are you there?
I am here. How are you?
Oh my God. Oh, you know what, Chris? Let me tell you about Carol. How long have we known each other through social media only?
I want to say 4 or 5 years.
I think so too. Cause I joined Twitter in 2009.
And
I think it's kind of shortly after that we connected and we've been social media friends all this time. We haven't met yet. And this is the first time we've spoken.
I know. And this is the first time I can't even get my connection to work. So forgive me. And I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, no. I managed to ramble on about some events and some other good stuff. So we're good. We're totally good. I can always fill in the dead air, Carol. I've always got lots to say. Now, you didn't know I had a British accent, did you? Until what?
I still can't believe that's you. I think once I actually meet you and see you, I will believe it.
It'll all connect in the end. This is great because for the listeners, it's funny because I think, you know, now a lot of us have social media friends that we haven't met. But eventually, I always say everybody comes to Vegas eventually. So we're going to get to meet, which I'm just in less than two weeks. I'm just absolutely thrilled about this. And I'm just thrilled that you could call in and do this interview because I think, you know, a lot of people. Like I say, I would say blog posts, it's a, you know, it's for pet bloggers, blah, 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 but it's so much more than that. So I want to be able to give people a really good picture of what blog posts is about. And then when we do a quick break, we'll also talk about your personal blog.
Okay.
And your lovely Dexter, your dog Dexter, which, what's he doing right now? Is he just like chilling out Saturday, relaxing?
Actually, one of my family members took him for a walk.
Oh, he's so fancy.
He is. He has an escort, so.
Well, I know that we definitely connect on the go to the nth degree for our pets. So
yeah.
I know we certainly have that in common. Well, I don't think either of us think anything that each of us do for our pets is crazy. So
I know.
It's a good measure, you know, when you know, oh, that's great. You know, you're like, oh, they're as crazy as I am. It's great. So tell everyone, how would you describe just blog posts on the internet itself, the actual site and what it encompasses?
Okay, so BlogPaws was formed in 2010 by 3 pet bloggers. They actually went to a conference, and it was for lifestyle and mom bloggers, and they realized, you know, nobody has a space on the internet that simply caters to pet parents who they microblog on Twitter, Facebook, and all the other properties, or maybe they have their own blog or they want to. And there's nobody tapping into that space. And, oh, I don't know, 80-some million of us have a dog and probably more than that have a cat and, you know, so on and so forth. So they decided, you know, let's have a conference and see if anyone is interested where we teach social media. Oh, and you can bring your pet. Oh, and we'll feed you and we'll have activities and we'll have experts in the industry. And I walked into a hotel in October of 2010 and there were, 210 people who were just like me.
Wow.
With their pets. And I just caught the bug. I thought, this is my life. In that moment, I changed my career. I decided I wanted to do something devoted to dogs. And it was like a light bulb moment.
Wow. Were you writing before, Carol?
Oh, yes. I've been writing pretty much my whole adult life. But I was in the medical profession.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yes. Yes, and I was writing medical education programs, which is great, but was not my passion.
Okay, yeah.
The passion
is where it's at, isn't it, Carol? Because and I can tell that because, I mean, of how much you put into your career. And you're not just doing one thing either. And we'll talk about some of your other roles that you've got going on, too.
Right.
I just, wow. So really, did the conference really come before the actual main website, essentially?
It went synonymous with.
Okay.
It went synonymous with. But then after the conference, and there was such a huge reaction from the attendees, from brands, from people in the social media space saying, now you're not just going to have a conference and go away. And so, of course not. There's blogpaws.com, which year-round has a community that's gated, so to speak. You have to be a member. It's free. You can get in and you could talk to people just like you about your blog, about building one, technical issues. But also what's really cool is year-round they do paid programs. So if you're somebody who loves your pet or you want to get into this space and you think, you know, it's got to be really difficult to start a blog. It's actually not nowadays. The difficult part is in maintaining it, writing it, and marketing it.
Yes, yes. It's all the other prongs that go along with it.
Yeah, yeah. And think, you know, trying to be different from the millions of other blogs are out there. But I'll tell you, it can be done. And when you really love what you're doing, and I know you can attest to this because I went back, I listened to your archives. You're so very good at what you do. And I think when that comes across in your voice, in your words, in your passion for pets, and that's what Blog Paws embraces. And they give so much back to Pet Rescue that just like a double bonus. And why I stalked them and I said, you will hire me.
You will hire me.
You will hire me because I just can't go home and say, wow, this is wonderful. And, it took a couple years, but I wore them down and here I am.
Oh, and now they probably wish they brought you on right at the very beginning.
Yeah, I said that.
Well, you know, I think what I found from it is that, and I definitely spend a heck of a lot more time on the website, but you, as you know, you follow me, we're friends on Facebook, and you know I've been gallivanting and partying like time is running out.
Right.
I'm having way too much fun in my life. I'm exhausted, by the way, but it's all been good fun, you know. But I'm definitely over the next week or so, because my niece is going to be in. She's going to be coming to Blog Paws, thanks to you. And we're going to really, really dig deep and get on there and get really, really involved before the actual conference itself. So can you tell everyone, we know that the website is blogpaws.com. What is the Facebook page?
Okay, so it's facebook.com/blogpaws.
And the Twitter account?
Is at blogpaws.
And is it the same for Google Plus?
Yes, everything. If you just put in blog pause,
it's consistent.
Even on Instagram, all of it.
That's great. I mean, with some of mine, like sometimes, you know, names aren't available, which is a bit of a nightmare, you know. But if you're starting on all these social media platforms, or you're starting your blog, or you're getting inspired to start one, make sure everything is cohesive and it's easy for people to find you. That's really important. But you're going to find all this stuff out. I think what I like about the website is, like you said, there's technical support, there's just general camaraderie, I think what you did at Christmas was great, was some subjects to cover through the holidays that weren't just your generic, what's on your Santa list for your dog, you know what I mean?
Right.
That were very, very interesting. And I think it helps people get a little bit stuck on what they're going to write about, you know, like, oh, I feel like I've written about everything, or I feel like I'm writing what everybody else is writing about. So I think that support is just huge. And like you were saying, it's free to join, you know.
Exactly. And whether you come to the conference or not, that's available for you.
Yes, I think it's valuable. It's right at your fingertips. And I think a lot of people think, oh, it's just, wow, I don't know where to start. But I think joining Blog Paws is where you would start, you know, to get your advice and what platforms are the best. And so that's what I love about it. It's just a great community more than anything. It's just a great community, lots and lots of support, and very, very positive people. Lots of positivity. That's what I thrive on.
Yeah, that's what I found in the pet space, that it's one of the only industries I've worked in where, well, sure, it's competitive, but it doesn't feel that way.
No.
If someone needs help, if someone's got a pet in need, someone's stuck on a topic, or, oh, my website's not working, everybody kind of just pulls together.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I love that. I just don't see that in a lot of other
I would agree with you, and I think it makes you very comfortable to get involved, to speak up, to say your opinion, and people help you. It's comfortable, and I think that's really important and very encompassing for a lot of people. Now, Tuesday nights, that's normally when you do the Blog Paws chat, isn't it, Tuesdays?
Yes, Tuesday nights.
And that's on Twitter, everyone. So if you're on Twitter, you need to go and find Blog Paws right now. And they use the hashtag Blog Paws Chat. And there's a topic, isn't there, every week, generally, Carol? And I'm not always free and available. I mean, usually I'm like, hey, Vegas is in the house. And then I kind of drop off because I'm always, like, busy doing something else. Like, to throw my two penneth in, like, hey, I'm here. You know, and I'm not a middle child. I don't have a middle child syndrome. I don't know what that is. But tell everybody what happens during the Blog Paws chats.
So you come on Twitter, and if you're familiar with hashtags, you would just use the hashtag Blog Paws Chat. And if you're a little bit intimidated by it, you could just sit there, go on Twitter, and put that in, you know, where Twitter asks you, what do you want to say, and watch us talk to one another.
Oh, my gosh.
The topics will change. We might talk about pet first aid. We might talk about natural products for your pet. We might talk about ways to increase traffic to your blog, or how to get your dog to stop barking, or, I mean, it's a variety. It goes from educational to social to health issues. So
yeah, and you often team up with a brand, don't you, and do some giveaways during that.
Yes, a lot of times we'll team up with a brand. They want to come in, and I'll tell you, as a brand, you have to be honest and transparent because bloggers will let you know if they're not liking it.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. And I think people want an honest opinion. You know, I think that's why people, you know, go on Facebook and say, hey, can you tell me the best Mexican restaurant in town? And all your friends tell you. And you appreciate the honesty of, you know, the recommendations. And I think bloggers need to do that. I think, you know, I mean, I've read a lot of, you know, blog posts and stuff where, you know, you think, really, is the product that perfect? You know, be honest. People appreciate that, you know.
And even right now, Sam, to date from the beginning of the year until it's almost the end of April, we've worked with, I want to say, close to 400 bloggers on paid programs.
Because
the brands are coming to BlogPause and saying, we know you have influencers. We know you have bloggers that people actually read and listen to. So they want to work with us.
I think that's amazing. Now, if you are a brand, what steps do they have to take? Do they just register in the same kind of fashion on blogpause.com?
Yeah, they could go right to blogpause.com, and at the top, there's a tab for programs and for brands. They could just click on that and it'll follow them right through. You could do everything from a small program to something grand, like coming to the conference and having a booth, or you could work with the bloggers year round. So that's what I love about it. Nobody's pushed into anything. It's kind of a carte blanche and you can pick what you want and with some really let's use your word, rock stars.
Yeah, they really are. I mean, because I think that's the disconnect, isn't it? Well, before blog posts existed was, I know we've got these pet bloggers and people blog about hamsters and dogs and cats, and I've got this hamster product, but how do I get the word out? And the bloggers are the gateway to the pet lovers.
Exactly.
And you've bridged that gap quite easily and effortlessly, and people have realized that obviously by how big the programs have got, you know, since you actually put this together.
So, and it's not just the dogs and the cats, Sam. It's gerbils and ferrets.
Yeah.
And bunnies and capybara and
I like those things that look like a big giant guinea pig.
Yes, we had one. One came to our, we say pet friendly, we had one come to the conference one year.
I love it.
I think the hotel said, what in God's name did we just let in?
You said it was animal pet friendly. People have odd pets, you know?
Yes.
Well, I'm really excited about the conference because, well, first of all, when I found out it was going to be in Vegas, and it's in my neighborhood.
I can't believe it.
So if you're from Vegas, it's at Lake Las Vegas, and it's at the West End. Is that correct?
Yes.
So the West End from the 8th to the 10th. And tell everyone what is kind of going to happen daily in a loose kind of fashion, you know, from when people arrive to the last night.
So on Thursday, May 8th, we will have a series of workshops. So if you're coming there, you're thinking, I have no idea where to get started. You can take a workshop on how to make money blogging. You could take one if you're passionate about pet rescue, as I am. We have entire workshops geared to shelters, rescues, how to market better, what you're doing wrong, helping you. And here's my favorite. We have a Google Analytics session.
Wow.
So I like to follow my numbers and why what's happening.
Yeah.
So it's that kind of thing. But then as you get through the day, there's fun things, too. If you want to come and you're thinking, I wish I knew more about pet first aid, there's something for you there.
Yeah.
We're going to have a yappy hour. We're going to have the terrace. I mean, there's always something happening. And what's way to hear this for your cat listeners. We have a lounge by Kate Benjamin, who was just in the New York Times. And her blog is called House Panther. She's going to have a lounge you can walk in with 75 cat products all set up. You can look at them, learn about them. And at the end of the conference, she's giving them away.
Oh.
I know. Oh. I need a cat now. Now I need a cat.
Yeah, just to get the products. Get our priorities right here.
I know.
You see, I just love this, I think, because the opportunities are just far and wide.
Right. And then, you know, throughout the whole conference, the brands are going to be in the exhibit hall and we're having a press conference and you can network. And then, I mean, the last day is even the coolest too, because we culminate with the Red Carpet Pet Blogger Awards, and it's like the Oscars of the pet blogging industry. Oh yeah, we have like a celebrity in the industry giving the awards. We have media there. It's red carpet. You and your pet dress up to the nines.
Oh, you know that's right down my alley, Carol.
Oh, I'm kidding. I know. Oh, trust me.
It's good. Yeah. Oh yeah, we're gonna go full on over the top. You know. You know. You follow me. You know crazy stuff.
Oh, and we have cats in, you know, walking down. Last year, we had someone dress their giant rabbit up and walk down the red carpet. You know, she's a popular blogger. So, there's something for everybody is my point. And you're not going to be looked at like that crazy pet person, even though I like that title.
Right.
Nobody's going to say you're that crazy pet person. Cause honestly, I'm laughing all the way to the bank because people love my dog and I'm able to help other pet parents through my words and brands like that.
Yeah. I think that's what's going to be great is people are going to feel very comfortable there. You know, so I hope they're comfortable with Mr. Twix. He's a little bit of a yapper at the moment.
Oh, I can't wait to meet him.
Oh, him and his false eyelashes. So many people ask me, Carol, did you stick eyelashes on your dog? I look at them like, are you for real? I'm going to like smack you for saying that. I would never do that to my dog. But yeah, those eyelashes, they stick out 2 inches on either side of his head. He's amazing, that dog. But I'll bring Galaxy and I'll bring Thornton as well. And for a lot of people that often wonder where the names came from my dogs, I named them after British chocolates. So, which I've been eating a lot of it since my English friend was over last week.
Oh, very fun.
She bought me my Thorntons.
That's really good.
She bought me my Galaxy over. She bought me a Twix over. Of course, I get Twix here, but you know, she had to make it the trio. I call them the chocolate trio. So, and I'm thrilled because my husband is going to be coming, so you get to meet him, and also my niece too. So that gives me a few more handlers for my dog. So I'm just absolutely thrilled, and it is 10 minutes from my house. So I walk there all the time. So for anyone that's coming into Blogpause, you don't live here. The grounds around Lake Las Vegas are absolutely gorgeous. I mean, really, really gorgeous. The weather's going to be insane. Trust me, it's going to be so fabulous.
Not like an expo either, in the sense, Sam, that when you walk in, you don't have to think, am I going to be deluged? We pretty much cap it at around 500 people.
Wow.
And so with their pets, but it's that kind of atmosphere that you don't have to worry, it's going to be overwhelming. We have people coming from New Zealand and Australia who are flying in. Yeah.
That just gave me chills. That just shows you how quickly and how important people feel that Blogpause is in the conference itself. Because, I mean, you're networking with the right people in the industry. You know, if you're in Vegas, and here's the thing, you don't have to be a pet blogger, do you, Carol?
Because
that's what I think people need to understand too, is like, no, you're not excluded because you don't blog about pets or you want to blog about something else. The information and the education is what you need to come for.
Yeah, we have things on there. Anybody who's interested in blogging or just being on Facebook or Twitter, we have things like how to make your book a bestseller or FTC rules for bloggers and legally what people should know online, what you should or shouldn't be doing and what you can get in trouble for. So that's something I could use because things change so rapidly.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know, just last week I had to send a little email over to a photographer in New Orleans who had stolen my photography of my dogs, saying they were his photographs to benefit an SPCA down in New Orleans. So I had to make a little email over there. You know, I'm not the suing type, you know, but
right.
As long as it goes my way. You know, when I know what your next step is, I know what my next step is. But I think that's really important. And how do you approach someone that has maybe stolen your exact blog post or your photography? And I think that's really, really important how you approach it. And also when not to do it. That's really important.
You know, I've been to so many conferences and the prices could be, you know, pretty much a small down payment on a car for me.
Yes.
this one for 200 and change, you get your meals. You get swag, you get network. I mean, I could go on and on. It's just, I keep saying to them, are you guys okay that you're not raising the price?
But, you know, I was thinking that myself, Carol, because it's very high value what you get for that money.
Yes.
I mean, it's very high value. And yes, I would say it's definitely worth a lot more than they're actually charging right now. If you're in Vegas or if you're thinking of coming to Vegas, come to this conference because you are going to benefit in so many ways. You're going to network with great people. I mean, bring your pets too. I mean, gosh, there's nothing better than that. In fantastic location, amazing weather. And I mean, aside from Lake Las Vegas, I mean, we've got the Strip, which is like my playground, and I love being on the Strip. So I'll be able to, and I do need to do this blog post for you, Carol, where I'm going to tell people where they can go and where they can go with their pets.
Okay.
You're close to Boulder City, historic Boulder City. You're close to Hoover Dam, you know, so it's lovely to go up there. You're also, of course, in Henderson at Lake Las Vegas. We have tons of amazing dog parks. We have one that's called Bark Park. It's 5 acres. It's split into three. There's an agility course in one of them. It is amazing. I mean, amazing. I can tell you about every coffee shop, because I'm a coffee shop goer, that's pet-friendly with their pet-friendly patios and some of the restaurants. So I'm going to put some things together. And I have a friend, actually, whose boyfriend has a store in Lake Las Vegas. And I think he sells a lot of, what do they call it, home decor. But he also sells dog balls and cat balls and stuff that are very cool.
We're there.
Yeah,
got
so.
Chat us at home decor.
So I'm going to put all of that into the blog post for people that are coming into town. Vegas people, if you want more information, you can either contact me and I'll put you in contact with Carol. But for my friends that are in media, that are in radio and news and all that good stuff, want to start a blog, run in a rescue, get hold of me. I've been trying to, you know, put as many of you connected with Carol as possible. But don't miss out on this, because it won't be here next year. Where will it be next year? Do you have a location set?
We're going to reveal that at the conference.
Oh! I love a surprise, Carol.
It's quite the secret. I can't say it's in the United States.
Oh, please be in England. Please.
We've had requests. That's not off the table. We've had international requests.
I could help you with that.
Maybe that would be the way I'd get to bloody England, because... Keep wanting, I'd have a personal tour guide with you.
Oh, you would. It'll be of all the pubs and clubs.
Oh, fun.
Yes, if you decide on England, oh my gosh, yes. You must tell me. Well,
you'll be the first to know.
I'm so excited. Well, listen, Carol, hang on the line. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about your blog itself and what that's all about. So hang on tight, and we'll be right back.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Tim Link, animal communicator and pet expert, and host of Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio. Have you ever wanted to know what your pet is really thinking? Do you want to find out if they truly understand what you're trying to tell them? Ever wish you could build a better understanding and closer relationship with your pet? Well, now you can. Learning to Communicate with Animals is a 4-part on-demand workshop. In the workshop, you'll learn the essential techniques that are necessary to communicate with animals, including what is animal communication, breathing correctly to achieve the perfect state to communicate with your animals at a deeper level, using guided meditation exercises and method to communicate with animals, and how to send and receive information from your animals. So if you're wanting to learn how to communicate and connect with your animals at a deeper level, visit petliferadio.com/workshop and purchase and download Learning to Communicate with Animals. You'll be glad you did.
Dyson. The new Dyson Animal Vacs are powerful bagless upright vacuums for homes with pets. Air muscle and radial root cyclone technology generates the strongest suction power to powerfully remove dust, dirt, and pet hair from the home or car. To order your Dyson Animal Vac, go to DysonDeals.com. DysonDeals.com to order your Dyson Animal Vac today.
Dyson, music to your ears.
Victoria Schaefer, aspiring actress, babysitter extraordinaire, college student, and animal enthusiast, is on her own for the first time in New York City. Follow Victoria and her two dogs, Rue and Echo, as she cares for her furry friends and juggles home life and career, all the while managing to survive in the world's most hectic city. The exciting animal adventures and secret stories from both ends of the leash that make up The Tales of the City.
Every week, on demand. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
This is Vegas Rock Dog Radio.
Vegas Rock Dog Radio.
The
Phone lines are open at 702-483-4444. Now, let's bring back the host. Here is the rock and roll queen of dogs, Seth.
Oh, I like that, that whole echo. Can we do that when I speak sometimes, Chris? Put that big effect on there. Okay, you're listening to Vegas Rock Dog Radio with me, Sam, your host, the queen of rock and roll dogs. And my guest today is Carol Bryant. She's a writer, blogger at Pet 360, marketing and PR manager at Blogpause, CEO and founder of Fighters of Reality, and an amazing pet parent to Dexter. Are you still there, Carol?
I sure am.
Oh, this is just great when technology works, isn't it? I mean, we've had a lot of wind. I'm not surprised if, like, something just blew off the studio and that's why we couldn't connect this morning. It's been about 50 miles an hour wind. It's horrific. And if you can see my hair on Ustream, it'll give you an idea of how windy it is. But, yeah, I look like, as we say in England, I look like I was dragged through a hedge backwards. So... So we were just talking about Blogpause. So that's the website for Blogpause is www.blogpause.com. All these links are popping up on Facebook as I speak. They're all pre-scheduled. And you'll be getting a lot more info as we get closer to the conference itself here in Las Vegas at Lake Las Vegas, which is technically in Henderson. And that is May 8th through the 10th. And if you're thinking of starting a blog, you have a blog, whether it's pet-related or not, you're a brand, a pet brand, a veterinarian, you're working a rescue, you name it, anything pet related, you need to be at this conference. As I say, it may not even be in the country next year, so take the opportunity of coming. It is not expensive. It includes your meals. There's lots to be involved in. And I think you'll probably go home and probably need a vacation from it and then say, how am I going to start on all my homework? You know, because what would you say to people is the best way to maximize their time at Blogpause? You know, is it what's the best way to take notes? What's the best, video? I mean, what's the best thing people can do so they don't get so overwhelmed with all this information?
Right. One of the things I found very helpful, because there are dozens of educational sessions and you can't possibly be in all of them at all times. Mm-hmm. I buddy up with people and someone might go to one particular session and type notes up and I'll be in another. And then we do a nice note exchange. And so.
Oh, that's great.
That's a hint. Bring business cards. Don't be afraid to introduce yourself. If I don't go home with over 100 business cards, I feel like I didn't do my job.
That you failed.
I also feel like I get home and I think, oh my goodness, I didn't know such and such in Idaho had a Cocker Spaniel. And,
right.
And we get connected that way. Or you talk to people like you and I for years online and suddenly... I feel like I've known you forever.
I feel that way too. You might be like, oh, she's crazy. Now I'm friends with her. How am I going to get rid of her now? I've been friends with her for so long. Now I've actually had to meet her and she's nuts. Yeah.
And the swag alone, like you're going to have a bag of stuff. You could be walking to all the different booths. You're going to have swag. You're going to make connections. You're going to be talking, and you're going to have fun. If you come and just want to have fun.
Yeah.
So to maximize your experience, look at the website ahead of time.
Yes.
Look at the program and see what, let's be British here. We'll see what tickles your fancy.
What tickles your fancy?
And pick your sessions.
That's really important. Oh, sometimes I forget about my British sayings, unless I have someone like you says that or a friend comes up from England. I haven't heard that in ages,
I'm not having a bad hair day anymore. I'm having I was pulled through the hedge
backwards day. Yeah. Oh, and I really am today. So we've got a couple of minutes left. Tell everybody your personal blog's website.
Okay. So, I always think, bloggers are out there. There's so many awesome bloggers, but who's really telling it like it is?
Mm.
I wanted to give blogs sort of a Dr. Phil edge. And what can I do that no one else is doing? So I started a blog called Fidos of Reality. And I think, I want someone to come to my blog. If you like to dress your dog up.
Yeah.
If you like to take your dog on vacations with you.
Yeah.
You might think your dog is like a kid to you.
Yeah.
Or you want to do something that is off the beaten path with your dog? Well, you have a home with me.
Yes.
You have a home with me. It doesn't make you different. It makes you extraordinary.
Yes. And that's what I get from your blog. I think it's a very truthful way of speaking and not like, I'm trying to cater to this certain audience. It's just like, this is how I am. It's how real I am with my pet. And this is what we do. And I think I really love that about the blog itself. I think it's really, really fun. And it's not a generic It's not generic in opinion. And I love that. I think people are like, oh, yeah, I think that way too. And I think that's why it's so popular, you know. Now, we've got 3 minutes left. Oh, okay. Be really quick. Tell us about your upcoming event, Wiggle Butts Go Hollywoof.
Yes, my dog had a fundraiser last year to get married to his girlfriend, who's now his wife. Everyone who came to this big red carpet event had to pay for a ticket, and we raised $7,000 for pet rescue.
That's amazing.
So we're going to do it again, but instead of a wedding, we're having a Holly Woof theme, and it's September 20th in Sterling, Virginia, and we are almost sold out, and you can bring your pet.
Oh, you see? And who are you benefiting this time?
This is for oldies but goodies, Cocker Spaniel. It's a lot of people, they'll get a dog, the dog gets older, it has health problems, and then they dump it at the shelter.
Yeah, yeah, and isn't that terrible?
You know? Oh, and so oldies but goodies doesn't want that to happen, so we're going to give this one back to the seniors because we love seniors.
Well, I think that's really wonderful, Carol. Now, listen, I'm running out of time. I'm always running out of time. But all your links that you've mentioned today are going to go up on Facebook. You and I will be drinking mini cocktails when I see you very shortly. Just stay on the line. I'm just going to wrap up the show. I've chosen my rescue of the week, and I actually chose Life's Little Paw in New England, and we'll be featuring them on my Facebook page during the week. Yeah, I thought I'd do that for you. And I want to say big thank you to all of my sponsors who make the show happen. Next week, my lovely niece, Shelley Ratcliffe-Jones, is coming on the show. We're going to talk about guinea pigs, horses, and dogs, of course. And I want you to remember that you can always help a pet in need, either rescue, adopt, donate, share, or volunteer your time. Rescue your next family member. Replace the word shop with adopt. And always be kind to all animals. I want to say big, big thank you to Carol Bryant for coming on the show this morning. Yeah, we're going to hang out and have tons and tons of fun. I want to say big thank you to Chris, my producer, who was very ill last week. And I'm very concerned about him, but he's doing okay today. He makes the show run smoothly. I want to thank our beautiful listeners that listen in and make the show what it is each week. And you've been listening to Vegas Rock Dog Radio. It's all about pets, people, and pop culture. I'm your host, Sam, the queen of rock and roll dogs. And always remember, kiss your pets good morning and good night. Have a great weekend. And I will see you soon, Miss Carol.
Yes, indeed.
Give Dexter a big kiss from me.
I will. And to your kids as well.
Thank you. Thanks for your time. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's Talk Pets. Every week on demand. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.